Hey, Last Coach Mike here, lastcoachmike.com. This is my first podcast with this great coach, Mike Mahoney, up at St. Lawrence. Been at the same place since 1997. Overall record is 217-96, 17 times in the postseason. Liberty League Coach of the Year 6 times. I'm really intrigued by this drill. If you are trying to reinforce with your team the, for lack of a better description, the motion or the triangle motion of your middies up top, as well as the slide and recovery of your middies on the defensive side without the attack in the drill or poles in the drill, this is an unbelievable look. I can't wait to try it. So basically, we got three middies operating offensively in a triangle for 2 or 3 reps each, I mean, with each group. But what he does that's unique is that he puts a guy back at X. So if the guy drives too deep and he can't pass back and he doesn't have a look, we bang it to X and we redirect it to the backside. For the premium guys on the full podcast, there's also the same drill done with a slightly different variation for the attack that he runs on the other side of the field. But anyway, special thanks to Crossover for all their support. Special thanks to Coach Mahoney. Special thanks to all of you for supporting my site. It's incredibly humbling. Check out the article section, and I'll go into this drill in a little bit more detail. Without further ado, here's Coach Mahoney.
We may try to break down, you know, a portion of our of what we're doing offensively and defensively. You know, a big part of team defense for us, obviously, is the communication component, and so maybe it's a, you know, we'll do a 3-on-3 kind of slide and recovery with just the middies up top, and we may have, say, one guy behind the cage acting as an attackman, but he's not really live. He's just kind of a ball transfer guy for us. So, you know, if we get that dodge down the alley, we get the slide coming, we get the 2 slide from the backside, and he doesn't have any sort of throwback, the midfielder doesn't have a throwback option, then he can bang it to that attackman, and really he's just going to push it out
redirect
the backside,
yeah,
and redirect it out there. So, you know, that's likely something that we'll do at that stage of the practice, is trying to kind of work those units. The midfielder's doing that, and then maybe at the other end, it's the attack versus a D, kind of 3-on-3. You know, if you can just imagine that triangle set, and then we'd have maybe a midi on the high crease, and then another midi up top. And part of why we put those middies in, again, is to transfer the ball, but also for us to, from a defensive standpoint, to be able to have those guys supporting. So if we do need to slide, we've got that support coming down into the paint area to make sure we're protecting that area and not giving them those easy looks right in the gut there.
Coach, I'm really intrigued by this. So when you're running 3v3, kind of a slide and recover drill with your middies,
yeah.
What's the original configuration of those three offensive middies?
So generally,
where do they start on the field?
Yeah, we'll put a midi offensively. We'll put a midi kind of in that high crease area, and then the two other middies, you know, top of the box. So they're creating that triangle look. And then, you know, kind of our base offensive set with that triangle rotation would be, you know, if they can get to the middle, great. You know, hopefully defensively we're playing well enough that we're not allowing an easy dodge to the middle of the field, but, you know, kind of forcing them down the alley, and then we'll get just that follow from the midi up top, and then the crease midi will back out, so they've got some throwback options there, whether it's just, you know, 2 passes to the backside, or maybe if we're not doing a good job of getting down to the backside crease there, they can skip something through. And obviously their first option is they want to go hard, and if they can create a shot and the slide's late getting there, then we're going to take that shot as well. If none of that's there and, you know, we're kind of too deep to throw back, at that point then he would throw it to that pseudo attackman.
Who's going to redirect it back the other side?
Exactly.
So, Coach, in that case, let's say the middie's high and outside, and you know, he gives him a little move inside, and he's driving the alley now. That first slide is going to come from the crease guy, and the backside midi is going to slide inside?
Exactly.
Is that what you're working on?
Yep. Yep. You know, the communication of who's hot, where that two slide is coming from, making sure we're, you know, supporting down to the crease from that backside midi. That's kind of a, you know, a critical component of what we're trying to work on there.
Man, I have not done that. I love that idea.
Yeah, it's just kind of, you know, I think breaks down the, you know, the sliding aspect of our defense. It takes the traffic of the attackman being out there, but you can really focus on, particularly for your middies and your offensive middies especially, if they're not comfortable, it really kind of puts them under the microscope a little bit as far as, you know, the tempo of the slide and also, you know, where that help needs to be to make sure we're solid inside out there.
Tempo of the slide. Is that lacrosse talk, Coach? Because I'm trying to pay attention and take notes here as best I can.
Yeah, I would say so.
I love that, man. You're like a lacrosse guy here. Wow. Hey, Coach, are you allowing the middies to integrate some pick play into this look too, or are we mostly working on drives with the ball and the focus is on the slide, not so much a pick or a slip in this setting?
Yeah, not so much in this setting. Okay. You know, occasionally it'll kind of you know, go in that direction, but you know, a lot of the picks that we're setting is more so midfield working with the attack. I mean, we will, don't get me wrong, we'll set some picks on the ball or some off-ball picks, screens, but in this particular case, it's really more about the dodge, the triangle rotation, and then also the defensive emphasis of it all.
Makes a lot of sense. Sorry, taking notes feverishly here. So at the other end of the field, you may be running a similar kind of drill with the attack and the D. Can you share with me the configuration of how you're running that to begin with?
Yeah, I mean, just a real
The redirect guy is now up top, right?
Yep, so we got
The dummy redirect guy. Well, I mean, not dummy, but I mean the guy that's just there to redirect the ball is in a high crease or up near the top of the box?
Yep, so we'll actually have the three attackmen in.
Hey, man, I hope you got that. Again, special thanks to all of you. The support of the site is humbling. We're close to 1 million page views now. Been on the air for 9 years. Anyway, you all are awesome. Thanks, Crossover. Thanks, Coach. Thanks to all of you. Until next time, Lex Coach Mike, LexCoachMike.com.